who have provided this information on education. I just wanted to give you a few figures. The government of President Xiomara Castro has implemented a solidarity scholarship scheme. Now, this scholarship program has more than 170,000 scholarships for primary, secondary, and tertiary education. This is a scholarship program put in place by the Ministry of Education, the National Solidarity Network, and the Program for Vulnerable Peoples, as well as the Ministry for Social Development. I also wanted to focus on a few of the activities which the Solidarity Network and Social Development Program have been rolling out in the education sector. For example, we grant school kits to indigenous communities and to Afro-Hondurans. More than 50,000 of these school kits have been granted to indigenous peoples this year. We've also been giving 50,000 pairs of school shoes to boys and girls in villages where they live in extreme poverty, and these are indigenous peoples and Afro-Hondurans. We are also creating virtual classrooms in the poorest villages and localities in the country. And we are ensuring that more than 100 schools are being connected to the internet, while also providing them with mobile devices so that teaching can be more dynamic, and to make sure that they have access to virtual educational tools. Together, or as well as the Ministry for Education, the Solidarity Network is also conducting literacy campaigns for young people and adults that are living in extreme poverty and in different villages around the country. So that's what I can tell you on education. Thank you, Minister.
Gracias, Viceministro.
Thank you to the Deputy Minister. I give the floor